You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
French runs since left the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. And finally for today, we are going to a story, developing story in China. Over 200 people, including 15 medical personnel, have been infected by a new strand of coronavirus, killing four. It began in the Chinese city of Wuhan, with most of these infected visited a seafood market, which also sold live animals. Despite authorities had initially maintained that there were no evidence that this virus was contagious between humans, a senior mainland health official has now confirmed that this virus is spreading via person-to-person transmission. Currently, outside of Wuhan, cases have been reported in Beijing, Japan, Thailand, and just yesterday in South Korea. This new virus also belongs to the same family as other severe diseases, such as SARS in 2003, which killed 700 people, and recently MERS in the 2010s. To find out more about coronaviruses, I spoke to Susie Wells of Auckland University.
So there are a large family of viruses that are found in humans and animals. The human versions tend to cause things like common cold, but there have been a couple of instances in the past where a coronavirus has moved from an animal to a human and caused a large outbreak of nasty pneumonia. So SARS is one example of that, and then another one is MERS. So SARS came from a civet cat to humans, and MERS came from, comes from camels.
When you might mention MERS and SARS, from the information that is available now, can scientists observe, are there any differences between MERS and SARS and this outbreak?
Yeah, so they're all different versions of coronaviruses. They're all from the same family. What we don't yet know with this outbreak is really how infectious this virus is, so how many people get the infection from other people, so person-to-person transmission, and how many people who get it get symptoms, and then how severe are those symptoms. So it's in the very early stages of finding all this stuff out. The information at the moment suggests that it's not very easy to transmit between people, and that's a good thing, because one of the reasons SARS was such a worry was because it was easily transmitted between people.
For now, we don't really know how is this disease transmitted. So in the meantime, what could we all do?
So here in New Zealand, it's probably not much of a worry for us. I mean, it's always good to practice good hand hygiene. So, you know, wash your hands frequently, but not too frequently. You know, if you come into contact with sick people, especially wash your hands. If you are unwell and you're sneezing and coughing, you know, do not cough and sneeze on your hands or over people. Cough into your or sneeze into your elbow. Things like if you're going to China, if you're going to Wuhan, then avoiding live animal markets is one thing. Or if you are going to those places, wash your hands afterwards. What else would it be? That's it, really. Just practice good hand hygiene and avoid live animal markets.
And given that the Lunar New Year holiday is next week, and obviously quite a lot of Chinese students might be coming back to New Zealand to start a new school year. Do you expect that we could see cases of that virus coming to New Zealand?
So it really depends on whether it's located in Wuhan or whether it is in other places, and that's completely unclear at the moment. Mainly because they actually don't know the source yet, so they think it was a particular live animal market, and that's been shut down now. But because they don't know the source, we don't know whether perhaps it was certain animals, and perhaps they're in other markets. So whether other people would have been exposed. I guess if you have been travelling overseas and you come back to New Zealand and you feel unwell, you know, then phone your doctor and say, you know, I'm not well, I've been overseas. Maybe phone rather than go in to see them, just so that, you know, you keep yourself isolated. As I say, it's very much an evolving thing. At the moment, we still don't know yet, you know, how many people who get sick will get really sick.
And following up on their question, because we don't know how many people who are sick might be coming here, do you think New Zealand should start any border measures like checking people's temperatures?
The evidence suggests that unless you've got sort of direct flights, which I don't believe we have, that you tend to end up misdiagnosing people. So, you know, there are lots of reasons why people might have a temperature and you end up catching, you know, stopping people for other reasons. So I think at the moment, while, you know, the numbers are still very low and it doesn't look like it's transmitted very well between people, that probably a watch and wait is absolutely fine.
That was me talking to Susie Wiles of Auckland University. And currently countries like the US and Thailand are now screening their border, while in Hong Kong, officials have announced yesterday health declaration forms will be used at the airport for flights from Wuhan, and monitoring will be expanded to cover everyone arriving from Hubei province, where Wuhan is located. But as you might have heard in the news, New Zealand has not done nothing yet regarding this situation. The Ministry of Health has declined a request for an interview, but in a statement it said they have been in frequent communication with the health sector to give advice since they are aware of the coronavirus in Wuhan, but the World Health Organization has not recommended any border measures to countries to date. The evidence is that thermal screening is generally ineffective at detecting influenza. A 2014 Canadian review concluded that the high number of false detections, along with the limited effectiveness, meant that the evidence did not support introducing them. And the ministry continues to monitor developments in this area, but has no current plans to recommend their use in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.